Hello, thank you for being with us here in New Life Series, an educational series with Dr. Michael Lehman. Hello, Dr. Lehman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. And today we want to talk about something that can be the most exciting thing that we have in life. We want to understand how each of us can realize themselves to the maximum, to realize their lives, everything that he's been giving, everything that's special in us, everything that we can feel that we're alive, and not just that we get up and go to bed, but that we're really realizing our full potential. We want to talk about self-realization, because we feel that this is one of the most significant factors on the way to feeling happy, that you are happy. Be with us. There will be a lot to take. There'll be a lot of excitement. Get a few tissues ready. Tal, take us into the talk. You mentioned this research. Research shows that if we're talking about happiness, then 31% of people say their self-realization is the main factor for their happiness. 22% of men say it's the most significant thing in their life. Psychologists that talk about this subject, Maslow says what a person can be has to be, meaning there's really an urge in us that obligates us to be the best that we can possibly be. Rogers, one of the known humanistic researchers, he says the driving force of man is that same self-realization. Even if I have all kinds of needs and desires for food, security, money, all these needs are integrated actually in that same direction, that same aspiration to realize ourselves as people, the me and me, the I and me, to open the ego and fill it up. Okay, in my language. Okay, soon we'll understand what that means. But what we see, despite a person being busy with realizing himself and developing his abilities, what he's good at, we see that many times people don't really know what their desire is exactly, how to realize themselves, what they can do that will cause them to feel that they're realizing themselves. So there's a search, and sometimes it even causes a lack of frustration. I feel that if I'm not realizing myself, that I feel that maybe society is looking at me in a negative manner. The society actually dictates myself to realize myself instead of me, myself, knowing. That's also very significant. How do I listen to my desire and what's inside me that has to be realized? We want to verify, first of all, what is this urge, this such powerful urge and so basic inside each of us that pushes us to realize ourselves? Our ego. What's our ego? Meaning our main attribute, which is also a desire to feel pleasure from life, realize life, to determine the I and myself in how and what I can just describe to myself what good is. And on the way to that, I actually don't want to stop at anything. I don't want anyone to disturb me. I need everyone to help me. And I'm ready to bend anyone that gets in my way, because without that, I don't feel that I'm alive at the end of the day. Now, the question that we actually get stuck on here is, how does a person know how to realize himself and in what way? So in order for people not to eat each other up, we determine that we give them education in school, in nursery school, afterward, in all kinds of forms, so that more or less we teach them that apart from you, there's others, and you need to take them into consideration as well. Otherwise, maybe they'll eat you before you eat them. Realization has to be in accordance to the general desire of society, how much it allows you and in what way to realize yourself. Meaning, if your goal does not harm the environment and even contributes to it, then please realize yourself and maybe you'll even get support. And if it's against, then know that society will force you, will stop you, and will even isolate you from it so you won't disturb them. I want to be the biggest pirate, let's say. or something. They won't allow me. There's urges that I have to not realize. I need to realize myself by actually minimizing those desires. The self-realization is varied. That I need to bring myself to a state where I need to take my attributes and urges into consideration and the demands around me and the abilities, options it gives me with all the options that there are. Possibilities, and according to that, I choose. Usually, people that reach the age of 12, 13, 14, we already begin to see all kinds of inclinations in them. Sometimes you can even see at the age of 3 or 4, and in accordance with that, we see that his inclination is toward science, and this is for animals, botanics, and all kinds of things, and or working with children or with people. When he's playing with kids, you can already see that he'll be in social work, etc. It's inclinations in people, and also towards society, how much this profession is necessary and demand, how much you can make from it. Like parents, we look if it's worth it or not worth it, if is it dangerous, etc. And then we allow the child to choose, apparently, how much choice he has. I don't know exactly, because actually his inner inclinations, his natural inclinations, first and foremost, is what determines, and then afterward, the need of the society. But altogether, of course, society, modern society, while giving a great space, a great choice on one hand, and we see some go mountain climbing and go to the bottom of the sea, go from country to country, and still at the same time we see that the society, because it's promoting success and money, control, being known, Hollywood and all that, it's really limiting and really minimizing a person's implementation to his true happiness. But rather, it's selling him tickets for happiness. Fake tickets, external, plastic, instead of something natural. And a person plays along with it, and he may appear to be happy, or he's not happy, but he's has no choice. He actually has no choice, and he continues to play along. And I've seen things like that. I had the ability to see great, important people. Really, they're sparkling in the eyes of the society. They're so successful. But when they are alone with themselves, you can see how they are completely like some thing that's barely alive. Their whole life is no choice. They have to appear like this in front of people. They have to appear happy. What's the connection between realizing myself and my happiness? Is it one and the same? The connection is direct, we see. If you buy this, you'll be happy. If you implement yourself in this way, you'll reach this. Meaning all the time, all the advertising around that, our whole lives are around that. I'm not talking about studying courses, all kinds of things that attract a person to all kinds of levels. I'm talking even about buying simple things, some tiny little thing, somebody that walks around with a certain thing or a certain shirt or something by a certain brand. By that you are realizing yourself. That is actually, that thing is sold. A person's desire for self-realization is very great. And then they were all playing with it, and they're saying, if you can realize yourself, if you wear this shirt, let's say, or this jewelry, then everyone will know that you realized yourself, that you're important. And then you'll be happy because people are looking at you and giving you importance. Once upon a time, people used to realize themselves by buying a profession. 100, 150, 200 years ago, that was called self-realization, that if I work hard, I escape the village, I come to the city when the Industrial Revolution started. I come to the city, I become an employee, maybe a technician. I learn in the evening, I work in the day. I'm advancing, I'm realizing myself in according with how the world is advancing. People felt that they're really getting up, rising up and growing. Today also, the first thing we ask a person is, first of all, what do you do? What's your occupation? But the occupations of today, I see them as toward the future, because my perspective is wider. Like I watch 200 years backward, I can also see 200 years forward at least. So I see that a person won't have anywhere to realize themselves, because we're heading toward automation, total automation, robots, all the machines, all those printers, and even more. And we're reaching a situation where there won't be professions or other realization of himself. We're reaching a situation where people will remain without a living, because they'll get out of the workforce and these machines will replace them. And if they do, then in that human society is getting close to its end, because countries won't have where to take taxes from. Robots that create these things for the owners won't have who to sell it to. And we're already seeing it. A lot of people are writing about it, and we really have a big problem that we're looking at the collapse of the consumer capitalistic society, a society where everyone profits with give and take to one another, where this whole trend is coming to an end. There will be plenty of redundant people in this. How they'll live and what will happen with the riots and protests and everything. I don't see that self-realization will be in the same direction. It has to be in another direction. That society will have to change itself to a place where everyone profits and everyone's proud of acquiring. The more they acquire, the more he has. And we're advancing to a stage where everyone will have to realize themselves, whether they like it or not, by giving and not taking. There won't be from who to take from. There won't be what to take. So that the organization of today will break precisely by atomization. That by lack of choice, now we see how it happened in the last 20 years. 20 years ago, even less than that, all the factories went into China because that's where the cheap labor force is, and now we don't need China. Now we can produce everything without Chinese. So now we're bringing all these factories back to America and Europe, and instead of people, the machines will work. So all the Americans will be out of the workforce, and all the Chinese as well. How people will realize themselves won't be by give and take and profiting and succeeding. It has to be the opposite competition. It has to be by, there won't be anything to acquire. There won't be the term, I'm acquiring. It will just disappear. I'm not talking about the general crisis and general pain that people have, that they have to verify all this worth it or not. There's an inclination to hippies and simple things. It will really be a very big, special revolution. We hope it won't be by big wars, but the search for how to realize myself has brought them to big changes, because without realizing myself, I have no justification to exist. Suddenly I'll have time, I'll have a lot more time to realize myself. In general, there's a lot more options today. So the search for happiness and how to realize myself is much more accelerated today, and it's hard to be precise. It's incredible. I can sit at home, and I'll get my basic necessities. I'll get a basket of merchandise. I don't know how to call it, and I'll sit. What am I going to do? I'm going to dry up. What am I going to do all day? Give me something. I have to do something that I did, that I achieved. He has to justify his existence. And there won't be any way to do that. And then we'll be able to give everyone the ability to realize themselves in the maximum way, because in everyone there's truly the ability to reach the peak of life, and no one's bothering him with that, but rather everyone can help the other. And without other people, they won't be able to reach realization, because at the end of the day, it has to be all of humanity. And gradually, people understood that here, there's a trend, the most safe, healthiest trend to realize themselves and reach happiness. You're saying everyone has to implement themselves, realize themselves, and you said something optimistic, that everyone has the ability to reach the peak of life. Now, if I understand all the things you said till now, that this is bringing us to, there's a system of balance between me as an individual and the people around me, and this is how we define social definitions. If you want to be the big pirate, it could be a problem for me because you'll come to rob me, and then society adds all kinds of definitions. What limitations, how you can realize yourself or not. And then you move to the issue that we're getting fake happiness cards. So I understand the system that in which the desire to realize myself exists. Now I want to try to translate it. Now I understand the rationale, the urge, where it comes from. It's a natural aspiration of every person to realize themselves since the beginning of time. Without that, it's as if he doesn't exist. It's better to die than to feel that I'm not realizing myself. Actually, a person is dead because he has no need to live, he has no need to realize himself. Is this something that he's aware of? He's aware and not aware. Bala Sulam writes about it very beautifully, that he has no desire, that when he has no desire to live, he dies. Now, okay, so you're making it stronger. You're saying it's an aspiration that brings a person to life or death, yes. So it's really important to me. We know from doctors and everyone that if a person has a desire to live, he can resist disease and all kinds of things. He can overcome all kinds of things. So that same desire to live is a desire to realize myself. Yes, he wants to live because he wants to feel life at least, or to do something with his life. That means to realize myself. I sometimes meet my friends my age who are pensioners, and of course I see, I'm sorry to see them, but they're alive. Yes, they're alive. They each have something, a few grandchildren, some plan to go somewhere in half a year to some retirement home. But today's like tomorrow, and tomorrow's like today, meaning the feeling of life, the feeling that I'm really alive, that something's pushing me, obligating me to realize himself. How will he realize himself? Meaning he's holding himself alive. And then he's slipping. So let's go before that. I understand. That's what makes them dead. They see no way to realize themselves, and then they slip. Let's say a young person, someone my age, he's at the beginning of his life. How does he know that he's taking for himself something, that he's going to do something in his life for the next few years, and that will bring him closer, like you said, to the peak of his life? How do I know in advance? Is there a way to know in advance that I'm taking a certain direction in life that will bring me closer to the feeling that you described so excitedly, that you feel that you're alive, that you're breathing, that you're reaching the peak of your life? How do I not make a mistake and take a direction that is not my self-realization? How do I know that some development in my life, that I want to open a door and go in there, in that direction, will bring me to a feeling that I'm realizing myself? Which parameters do I check it with? You say we're buying fake plastic happiness cards. Even if you don't want to, you're talking in a fake way because you grew up. You already absorbed everything from them. You can't not work according to these formats, this copycat that they penetrated in you. Therefore, no person is really genuine. He's always a result of society, and according to that, he decides. You can't, even if you go against society, it's actually you're deciding the way you received it from them. It doesn't matter whether you're for or against, you still depend on them. You can't any other way. You're not free of them. Now, how do I realize myself? If you ask me, I don't know how you realize yourself. I started to think at a very young age, what is life? It was very important to me to know what life is. Where is it from? Why? What manages me? Where does it come from? I couldn't feel myself free from answering these questions. So everyone, these questions, at the end of the day, after many years, at the age of almost 30, brought me to study the wisdom of Kabbalah. But I searched all those years in all kinds of ways. I searched in science, in safe things, things that aren't dependent on society. In society, I would disregard it right away, straight from the beginning. I had a sense. I wasn't looking for psychologists, philosophers, but rather history. I would take an interest in astronomics, the system of the stars, pentology. Maybe they'll know something from there about the past. I had no idea what they were learning there. And then later, a bit of history, evolution. Evolution not according to Darwin, but according to development. And then science. Things that are not dependent on society, where West, East, it's the truth. It's the truth that we have in our hands. That I would read a lot about. You say everyone has their own self-realization, but you gave a good example of things that attracted you. I wouldn't waste a moment thinking about that, but for you, here, this is exactly now I clarify the question. For you, this is your self-realization. No, it's not self-realization. It's understanding the source of life, the source of life, the force that manages life, mine. For some people, self-realization is climbing Everest and reaching the peak, and for other people, it's to reach world peace and a cure for cancer, etc. Why is not a question. It's just like that. That's it. We're not talking about why. Those are questions that don't have an answer. The reasons for life. For every reason, there's a type of person that takes an interest. That's what I took an interest in. That's it. For me, I was interested in the foundation of life. You gave an example of yourself. So actually each person has their personal story that has to do with the attributes he's born with. So for you, you had a line that if you go on that line, you'll advance in your feeling that you're realizing yourself. Yes. And for her, there's a different line that if she advances on it, she'll feel she's realizing herself. And I also have a different line. And of course, it's very personal. How do I, as an individual, and it doesn't matter what my line is, how do I know that I'm going in the direction of my self-realization? How do I know that you had your path? How do I know that I'm going on my path? How can I measure that what I'm doing now is bringing me closer or getting me further away from self-realization? You said, I don't know. I'll tell you what I did. I'd come in the morning to the library. In the morning, and from the morning till the evening, I'd sit and read. Like this, according to books, yes. Not a literature, but science and technical stuff. And I would read and read and read. How did you check that a certain thing is your direction? With me, it was a feeling that in this I'm realizing myself. I'm advancing toward realizing myself. How did you feel? It's an inner feeling. That's what I'm asking. How does what's inner system helps a person find it's the inner satisfaction, it's the happiness you feel when you're doing it. Today there's many people that are searching for something calling their goal in life. Their destiny, their personal destiny. Is there such a thing? Yes. But again, Today, we're in a crisis because our realization is dependent on our environment, on the conditions of society, and today we're in a situation where the younger generation cannot realize itself. Because soon we're going to have a lack of workplaces. We're going to have a lack of reason to develop at all. And many people will be without work and there'll be no need for them. Today there's a factory worker. There's a need for me. I feel that I'm doing something. I feel that I'm profiting. I feel that I'm with other people. All this is holding me, and from tomorrow I don't have work. Today I'm 35 or 40, and they say, we don't need you. From tomorrow you'll get some amount, severance or unemployment or whatever it's called. You'll be able to live with that normally. And we don't need you. Bye. And you go home. Once a month I get a certain amount, the same salary, 70%, 75% in my bank account, and I live. How am I going to realize myself? The question is, if it's realization is through my career, no, there's no career. It's not just me. It's a few million people around the world. Billions of people are going to be in the same situation as me. Well, what implementation can there be? To connect with other people through what? If we don't change our nature, our realization that has nothing to do with what our work or producing something or selling something or profiting and seeing in that our realization, then we have a big problem. Then we need to change our entire life, our whole essence of life. So how can I still realize myself? We're going to have to really think about it. First of all, it might come through great wars. You're talking about 50, 100 years forward. I think it can happen in the way it's going now. What I see, what's the accelerated process, I think it can happen in the next 5 or 10 years, the next decade. I read a lot about it. Douglas Ashcroft is talking about it a lot in the States. It's the columnists speaking about it in the media. They're talking about social initiatives. There's a transition from business to social things. These are things that are going to be in a transition. They want to somehow hold on to that and hold on to that. Give a person satisfaction on the one hand, and on the other hand, minimize the losses, but it won't help. It's just on the way. At the end of the day, we will need to bring a person to self-realization and the true self-realization where he is special. We need to change his whole paradigm. What change? The change allows each person to, let's say each of us are different, doesn't matter, each one is part of an integral system. What do you mean? Explain. That we're all connected. That we're all in interdependent connections in the integral system. In the integral system, each and every part, when it realizes itself as part of the system, is dependent on the whole system, and the whole system is dependent on him. Meaning you have no greater implementation of a person. And this is the same for all of us, that we're at the center of the world, the center of the system, and in that, He gets such a good attitude from everyone. He's related to, he's respected, he's and he reaches happiness. And this is limitless happiness. But it's on the condition that he connects as he is supposed to, as a part of an integral system. What does that mean? Like in our body, that each part, each limb is as important as the whole thing. If it's a complete body, all the limbs that aren't connected properly, they have to support one another in one harmony. So how will you know? How will she know? How will you know the maximum a person bestows to society? That's his only concern, to realize himself by giving, influencing the society he lives in, like a mother that's dedicated to her children, that lives in them. And in that, he gets a feeling of self-realization, the perfect feeling of self-realization, and also the feeling of happiness. Happiness comes from the entire system, not just himself. And this whole process that we're going through now is precisely to show a person that he doesn't have self-realization and he has no hope for happiness. And not because we need to go from here to there because they're better, nicer, communism instead of capitalism, but rather because our society is going and ending, is coming to a collapse. Because this automation will bring us to a situation where we can't realize ourselves, but rather realize we can't realize ourselves in any profession because no one is needed. So what's the principle? Is maximum giving in relations between people. Robots can't do this in the relations between people, because having the correct relations between people, we're raising society to another level of existence. Hang on, you're running too fast. We're saying the principle for realizing yourself in a connected society cannot be individual. In such a society where everything's integral and connected, you can't realize yourself personally, but rather your self-realization is to find a place where you're in maximum giving to the society that you're giving, just like a limb. Just like today, you're getting the maximum. You're realizing yourself in giving the most. And in that, you have no competition, just to switch something in your head from plus to minus, and that's it. So how will you know? We're saying every person is different. How will you know, you as a child that used to put yourself in a library all day long reading things that would bore me to death? How will you contribute the maximum to society, and how will I know that I, Oren, will contribute the most to society and realize myself? How? Because what I do for society, no one else can do. No one, any other person. Like a cell in the body, no other cell can replace him. No one. Do you need to feel it? You'll feel it. Everyone will feel it. I was connected to one friend, not one, that they were in a band, a classical band in St. Petersburg. What years are we talking about? We're talking about 1965. And one time I see him, really poor guy. We met in the middle of the street. We went to drink coffee. I remember where we sat, even I remember where it was. And he's saying that he was really scolded by the head of the band. Why? He said, I didn't imagine to myself that he would feel it. The band was 160 or 170 people. Men, women, kids, adults, and he, one person was missing in the band, and the conductor felt that he was missing. And he was like, it's not that he's like a soloist or something. He's one of everyone. He felt that he was missing. First of all, he was shocked that he discovered it, and he discovered it, and that's what they told him, that he discovered that this sound missing. Can you imagine what I'm saying? 180 voices, one is missing. And so he got scolded and everything. He told me, what do I want to say? It's very special things. The more that you advance in your connection with others, you begin to be more sensitive that you're missing. That you're missing. God forbid if I have 10 kids in my family and then there's not one. Then you don't feel it? There's nine. Some people have only one or two, and here there's nine kids. What's the problem? Is there a difference or not? I have four kids. If someone goes to sleep at a friend's house, it's like the house is empty. It's like a day of mourning. We need to understand that there's an inner development of person that he feels that everything is healthy and he's concerned with everyone, and he can complete everything for everyone. And then everyone feels him. And if, God forbid, he doesn't complete his work, his concern, they start to be concerned. They start to ask, where's Oren? What happened to him? Maybe he's sick. Maybe something happened to him. If some tiny limb isn't well, the whole body feels it, and the whole body's concerned to return it to perfection because he's missing and everyone needs him. This is how we reach this integration in human society. This is the true implementation. This is our destiny, yes, because here no one can replace you, and it's impossible to do without you. Do you understand what happiness a person has that discovers himself at such a degree? At such a level. One of the problems, it's like Baal HaSulam said about that guy that used to clean holes, toilets in Jerusalem, that once they brought him because there was something in the middle of the street, it was, he went inside all the... He came out and he said, I fixed it. Who else can do it? And he was really proud of it. And there was what to be proud of, fixing the sewage, because really, even though such a dirty word, but you couldn't manage without him. But how did he find that this is his special contribution, that no one else could do it to society in his place, but only to clean the sewage? I don't know. But the fact that he found himself, it doesn't matter in what, but everyone needs him, and he feels that he is realizing his life, realizing itself. If a person like that disappears from the city, everyone will feel more than anyone else. So you're saying that if I have something, I do something inside the society I live in, and I don't feel as happy as him, as that guy that works in the sewage, that's unplugging the sewage, then I'm not realizing myself, and therefore I'm not happy. And he is realizing himself, and he is contributing his maximum, and he's happy. And we respect him. We respect him more than some professor, someone that's not contributing like him, because for our corporal life, we need him more. I'm not disregarding him. Yeah, I want to see you disregard him. Let's see how you're going to live if you disregard a profession like that. The indication that I'm doing the true and correct thing is that I'm happy. Does this mean I'm in the right place? And that everyone respects your self-realization. Okay, but today we know what people respect. It's not necessarily what makes me feel good. I often don't do what I like because they don't respect it. That's why today I don't choose according to my character and to my nature, but rather according to what people respect. So I'm not realizing myself. Explain it. There's a mistake here, I understand. My mother put me into medical studies. After 2 or 3 months, I ran away from that university. I really ran away. I said, I am not getting into that. I'm not getting close to it. How is it possible? My parents are doctors. It's a known family, and you won't go to medicine, and it's next to your house, that university. It's nearby. How can you not go there? Everyone knows us. I'm not going there. I feel it's not mine. I don't want it. But you want to be a doctor, so you'll be a surgeon, because I did have good hands. I don't want to be a surgeon. There's something that it's not a... doesn't suit me. So you felt that you're not doing. But apart from that, with music was the same thing. I had to go to a music school for years until I said, okay, up till here, that's it, I'm not going anymore. My brother was smarter because he's 5 years younger than me. They took him to school, sat him down in a lesson, and left. And 5 minutes after they left, he got up without saying one word and took off. That's the same thing that the younger brother did. The younger ones understand better than us. It took me a few years. They really terrorized me, my parents. And I didn't agree. So it's two situations that you felt, this is not for me. Medical school, music school, not for me. You disqualify them. You felt it's not you. I could take an interest in that, but it's not something I want to devote my life to. I think this is the relative simple stage. Here you have to have power to say, I'm not going there, because you could have easily, if you had a little bit less strength, you could have easily become a doctor today, or you could have been a musician if you weren't stubborn. Out of lack of choice, yes. If you weren't resisting what your parents... I had a desire, a very strong desire, not in that direction, to some direction I didn't know, but at that time, but for sure not to there. It's not because I didn't want that, but rather it was clear to me that I wanted something else. But what? I'm not sure. You gave me a ruler. Wait, I have a ruler to measure. You're saying that if a certain direction of development in my life is not exactly toward me, even if he doesn't know exactly what he wants, it's a sign that it's not there, the place where he's going to realize himself, where he's going to reach the peak of his life. That's the ruler that's for sure correct, even if I'm not sure what I'm going to do to realize myself. If it doesn't feel like me, like you felt, can I rely on that or not? But sir, today, We don't have those problems. What do you mean? Everyone's in that problem. Why? Today, whether you like it or not, I left accountancy after the first semester in university. I felt it's not me. Someone else did something else. But you said in a decade, it'll apparently be different systems. But even for now, I want to bring it to now. You said in the 60s, I imagine that people are in the same place today. I just want to verify this is the feeling that it's not me. When they say it's not me, even though you still don't know what you do want, you said to yourself, it's not me. Not medicine. Music, it's not me. But afterward, you found what you were. In 63, I was already in university. I want to understand if it's not perfectly sitting on me. How do you check? Are your calculations? Do you have a tool that's not lying to you? So that's why I say today these things can't even be applied, because you'll only have a profession for a few years, and a person doesn't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And everyone's going, where are people going? They're either going to economics, all kinds of investments, and all kinds of forms. Who's living from this? All this is going to end. For the future, I can't promise that people will realize themselves in their profession or all those paths that exist today in society. They are gradually going to collapse. You can say, but medicine will be different. Yes, it will be. The things that are necessary to a person, there will be the last to change. What attracts me now, I need to prepare myself for what my destiny is. If you ask me, there's no more destiny for a person except to reach, to realize himself in the integral society. So what can I do now? Because it's gradually becoming clarified and coming closer to us. And this society that we're in now is descending, falling. So one is replacing the other. So the place where they meet more and more, will it happen through wars and protests or general chaos, or will it be softer things? That's the question. World war and all those big problems, or it will be riots like this here and there. Or when I spoke to people, when there was a protest and everything, I heard many people saying that precisely from these changes, they began to feel that they have a role in working with kids, and they suddenly started to feel that because they reached the situation where the whole society goes out, they suddenly feel, I want to work with people, I want to work with kids. Not because from doing something by myself, but precisely this social situation awakened in me, my abilities, my true abilities. So my question is, can I already now understand what my role will be in these riots that we had? We can't understand anything because there were students, first of all, and second of all, there were a few layers of single parents and poor people, and there were politicians, dirty politicians. But I understood that I could discover my destiny doesn't mean to sit on a mountain in India, but rather sitting in a situation that's more social, where I meet with people. So we need to start participating in building societies like that. And that's what we're doing. And from there, a person starts to understand what he needs to do, where he needs to invest himself. This is where he finds his place. This is where he realizes himself, and precisely him and no one else, and everyone will recognize it, and he'll recognize it, and then his realization will be his happiness. And his happiness will be to the extent that he contributes to society, that his happiness will be based on society's happiness. There will be no greater thing. The power of his happiness will be the greatest from that. Are there things I can already do now? Yes. I think you can take part in our system. We want to change man's nature. I don't get it. What can we do today? What can a person do today for his happiness be like the happiness of the society? I felt that you're jumping from the individual to the general. If today a person can reach happiness at a certain private level, now in a connected society, in a place where everyone is contributing maximum to others, that's a connected society, then my happiness as an individual is equal to, there's something that's in the power of the happiness. There's a transition, a revolution, that today my happiness is me being like a cancer, you're sucking from everyone, stealing from everyone, controlling everyone. That's my happiness. That's my realization. The focus is on me. I can be a big manager, a big doctor, but I'm taking advantage of society. I'm taking advantage. Your parents wanted you to be a doctor, you felt it wasn't you, and you didn't go to learn medicine. Any profession today, any occupation today that is based on my ego, I'm actually in competition with others, and all my successful realization is because I rose above everyone and I became greater than them. I advance with my ego, not through the power of bestowal, but the power of reception. And that is actually how I realize myself at the moment. What we need to do is the opposite, to give person access so his realization will be from how much he contributes to society, how much I reach a state where the entire society enjoys me, that I give myself to the society. It's the opposite. And here I get different satisfaction completely. My satisfaction will be from treating everyone, from being devoted to everyone. And in that I feel the happiness that I'm bringing to all of society, that I'm a transition for them, that I'm bestowing to them. And then through me, all the abundance goes through me that I bring to everyone. That whole social body that is enjoying all its pleasure is my realization. That my realization, all the happiness that I discover from my work. Hang on, I don't understand. What does it mean, self-realization, that I cause society some kind of filling, security, health, something, that what's revealed in them That's how I measure my happiness. Can we understand the difference between that and a doctor that treats people all day? We only have a minute. It depends how a person's attitude. It doesn't matter. Does he contribute to society, and is he in society, and that's where his realization is, or by filling his pocket? And a profession is just a means in this world. Okay, that was fascinating, but our time is up. Thank you, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Tal. Self-realization depends on our attitude toward one another. In new life, all the best on the way to happiness.